Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
How are we on a sports radio station?
Because we do know sports and we do talk sports. It's just, we do other things too.
We're good sports.
We're good sports. But there's also not, I mean, unless you want to get into, honestly, I don't care about the NBA until for the next 2 weeks. Like, the only thing I cared about, I did watch the game Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked, I tell you, to see, Saturday, but Sunday. Shocked that the Spurs had a 25-point lead at one point. So I just gave up watching. I'm like, okay, I guess they're going to lose this one. Then I turned back and saw that they came back and won. And then there's this huge uproar, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. The only thing that matters is Golden State versus Cleveland again. I will watch that series. But until then, it's like, wake me up until the games are good. I mean, tonight's game, Washington-Boston, it was close-ish. But Eastern Conference basketball is terrible. It's terrible basketball.
Well, I mean, there's just not there's not the focus on offense for some weird reason.
Well, they can't shoot. I watched the first half tonight, and they were building houses. And no one wants to shoot anything inside the three-point line, even though they can't really shoot outside the three-point line. I don't know. It's a boring brand of basketball to me. So there's nothing to talk about there. We talked a little hockey. I mean, the Avs are terrible. The Rockies. So after they split, and I told you I was hoping for a split against the Dodgers.
Yep.
So they're 9 games up.
Yep.
Of 500. The only team better in the National League than them is Houston, who took it to the Yankees this weekend.
Houston's in the American League.
That's right. So Washington, I guess.
Washington is a game up on the Rockies.
So they're the only team better than Colorado in the National League.
In the National League.
And I think Dodgers are going to be tough to hold off. But this looks like a legit playoff team. Whether they win the division or whether they go in as a wild card, I don't care. This looks like a legitimate playoff baseball team for the first time in 10 years, which is exciting. I mean, that's exciting.
Well, I've been trying to tell people I get why people want to wait and see on the Rockies because we've been here before. But I've been trying to tell people that this team looks different and it feels different than normal Rockies teams in the past. You have too much starting pitching right now. I mean, you have too much starting pitching. You're talking about who you're going to bring down? Probably Herman Marquez, but he pitched great.
Well, you're not going to send – I mean, Marquez has been pitching, frankly, outside of the one rookie that they've already sent back down.
Well, yeah, it was just a spot starter. Yeah.
That
what they may do is they may move.
And that's assuming no one else gets hurt in the meantime while we wait for Gray to come back.
Well, Gray is allegedly pretty close from that broken toe.
But I'll bet you this because they're going on a 10-day road swing now.
Yeah.
I will bet you anything that they don't even look at starting him until they get back to course.
Probably not.
So you've got 10 starts between now and then,
well,
which is
okay,
about
so,
two per starter.
So I would imagine, and you can look at this, I would imagine that Freeland will start tomorrow, followed by, well, it might not work that way. It might work that Tyler Chatwood gets it. Or no, it might be actually Erman Marquez because today,
no.
And I'm laughing because it goes Sensatella, Freeland, Marquez. So Freeland would have pitched today. So if you keep the rotation going, then it would be Marquez that would pitch tomorrow. Then it would be Tyler Chatwood. Then it would be Anderson. Then it would be Sensatella and Freeland.
So right now they've got Freeland scheduled to start tomorrow.
Okay. So what they've done is they moved him back, so he just gets the next start. And then after that is who's after that? It should be Marquez. I mean, he's pitched well in his last game. He finally got, well, he wasn't facing the the dang Washington Nationals where he got shellacked.
The Nationals are going to make a lot of pitchers look bad. I mean, I don't care who they are. Seasoned.
Well, see,
rookies.
They're already worse because they lost Adam Eaton, who was killing the Rockies in the series after the Rockies went down for the season.
Yeah.
So, that was what was so amazing with the Washington Nationals. You had Adam Eaton at number one. He was their leadoff hitter, and he was crushing it. They couldn't get the guy. They couldn't get the number two guy out. And then Bryce Harper was crushing it, too. I mean, that whole lineup was crushing it. But Rockies can do that, too. They have a very deep lineup offensively, and they got great pitching. I've been trying to tell people. I have been sitting here on the soapbox telling people that this Rockies team actually might be pretty good. And I get a lot of the same sort of doubt that you were getting from you for a long time, and now I'm being proven right.
No, listen, don't go overboard. First of all, Marquez will start the day after Freeland.
Yay! You're getting crazy like me.
I'm not buying in 100%. What I said was, I'm getting a little more excited. This was a big test. They did really well on this 10-game homestand. Let's see how they do on this.
6-4 is not actually really well. It's okay.
Well, considering who they played, Cubs, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, all three teams that have given the Rockies fits over the past.
Well,
are all very good teams.
This year they have handled Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I mean, the Cubs are not that good.
Cubs are still a good team. They have talent. See, you can't just look at the records
Jeff
of these
George
teams.
Has talent. Jay Cutler has talent.
Hey, this is by and large the same team that won the World Series. So it's not like Jeff George that doesn't know how to use the talent. It's baseball, and it is a long, long season. So you cannot just look at a team that's two games above 500 and go, oh, well, they're not good. Because the Twins have talent, but they're only 3 or 4 games above 500.
What I'm telling you is that when I go to the other team's locker rooms, okay, mm-hmm. what I am seeing from these teams after these series against the Rockies are teams that are worn out. Like, they understand that they are, they've been through a lot. They're in a war, it feels like. I mean, I don't want to say it's a war, but I mean, they're definitely are tired after these series, and that's something you couldn't always say about the Rockies in the past. The Rockies, they are relentless. They will come back at you. They are deep on offense. Their pitching is pitching well. They're pitching to contact when they're finally letting their defense. The whole reason their defense, I mean, their defense is great.
So and this is where we got into trouble last week, is because you sound like you're ready to put them in the playoffs and make a run at the World Series.
I'm ready to put them. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
I think they're going to win
the NL West.
Listen,
there's any number of things that can happen. I'm not suggesting, you know, rabies may go through, you know, the Dodgers clubhouse. Who knows? And all of a sudden they're all out because they've got, you know, to get their 20 shots in the stomach or whatever it is. Anything can happen. I mean,
if all these rosters stay the same for the rest of the season, you still think the Rockies win the National League West?
I think the Rockies have as good a chance as anyone, and I think that there's a lot of flux in that Dodgers lineup because, their pitchers are pitching well, but they are not notoriously once you get outside of Kershaw, Alex Wood has been pitching great this year, but before that, he had an 11 ERA at Coors Field. I mean, there's a lot of demons. You know, Ryu can't seem to beat the Rockies. He's faced them 3 times and lost 3 times.
Yeah, but it doesn't – I mean, they don't have to have great pitching all season long because their offense is really, really good. It's like the Nationals pitchers don't have to be great. Rockies pitchers, on the other hand, have had to be above average so far for us to be this good.
I think if you put the Rockies offensive lineup up against the Dodgers offensive lineup, I think that you would be hard to say that the Dodgers have a better offensive lineup than the Rockies do this year. No.
Just the numbers bear it out, just straight and black and white facts. The Dodgers hit better than the Rockies, and they're not even hitting at Coors Field by and large.
Oh, what do I know? I'm just crazy.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.
When our love was new, à savoir comment. And all.